Hi, this week the question is, does God think everyone has a right to his own belief? Many people hold the idea that everyone has a right to his own belief. If this is a true statement, then everyone ought to teach this. But if the Bible does not teach it, no one should teach this doctrine. As we begin to answer this question, does everyone have a right to his own belief? Let's make this observation. The most basic and fundamental of all Bible doctrines is for men to be self-surrendered and submissive to God's will. We cannot seek to please ourselves, but God instead. In John 5, verse 30, Jesus said, "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." Did you hear this? Not even Jesus did his own will. Not even Jesus had a right to his own belief. Legally speaking, then, we have a right to believe any doctrine we want to. But biblically speaking, we do not have a right to believe any and everything we want. Biblically, we have the right to believe and accept only the truth that's revealed in the Scriptures. In Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we've said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." No man on the earth nor an angel in heaven has a right to believe or teach anything except the truth of the Bible. Over and over again, we're taught in the Bible that we do not have a right to our own beliefs. In Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Since Jesus possesses all authority in heaven and earth, only He has a right to tell us what we can believe. Let's now apply what we have learned. Since Jesus possesses all authority in heaven and earth, only He has a right to tell us what we must do to be saved. We cannot choose for ourselves how to get saved. Jesus has the final word on this matter. We must believe in Jesus as the Son of God, John 3:16. Repent of our sins or stop sinning, Luke 13, verse 3. Confess our faith in Christ, Romans 10, verse 10, and be immersed in water to have our sins washed away by the blood of Christ, Mark 16, verse 16. No one has the right to say that faith only will save men because Jesus included repentance, confession, and baptism in water. Next, since Jesus has all authority in heaven and earth, no one has the right to choose how to worship God. Jesus only has the right to tell us how to worship. First, we do not have the right to choose the kind of music we shall use. Because Jesus specified only vocal singing, then only vocal singing may be used in worship of the church. Ephesians 5, verse 19. Second, we do not have the right to allow women to speak in the assemblies of the church, because Jesus has already specified that women must keep silent in all assemblies conducted by the church. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35. This is what makes Bible classes wrong and unscriptural. Third, we do not have a right to eat communion once a month, because Jesus has specified that the communion must be eaten by the church every Sunday. And He's even specified that it be on Sunday, the first day of the week, Acts 20, verse 7. Fourth, we do not have the right to choose whether we shall use individual drinking cups for the communion, because Jesus has already specified that we must use a single communion cup and everyone must drink from that cup, Mark 14, verse 22. Well, finally, Jesus possesses all authority, and since He does, all authority in heaven and earth, we do not have the right to choose what church we shall be members of. When God made Adam, he then made Eve and gave her to Adam for a wife. Adam did not have a choice of which woman to marry. He either had to accept Eve or do without. And likewise, when Jesus built the church, his bride, he built only one church. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church." Everyone who is truly saved is added to this one church that Jesus built. In Acts 2, verse 47, the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. The church is the Lord's body, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And Jesus has only one body or church, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Scripturally speaking, men and women do not have a right to choose which church they will be members of. They either obey the gospel and become members of the Lord's church, or they will not obey, choosing to obey their own will and join a man-made church that will eventually cost their souls. In Matthew 15, verse 13, Jesus answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted." Well, in conclusion, we must admit from the scriptural evidence before us, we do not have the right by God to choose our own belief. God does not force us to obey Him, but if we wish to be saved, we must submit to what He has said, and we must forsake our own will. We must be saved by the plan Jesus chose for us. We must worship by the pattern Jesus chose for us. And we must be members of the church Christ chose.